Amud Aleph
is the bottom line. The Gemara Klal Bashayla Halacha is a Nefraim and Nechosim Mishabodim B'mokim Shiyesh Nechosim B'nai Chayrim. If there's any Nechosim B'nai Chayrim, so one cannot be goyve from Nechosim Mishabodim. The Gemara Klal Bashayla Iboilo Ishtadef B'nai Chayrim Mahu. What is the halacha if the Bnei Chayri that the Lekeach left over became the skalkel? Do we say that since Bishas he had purchased the karkois from the Loive, he had not in any way interfered with the Shibud of the Malva, because he left over karkois for the Malva? So therefore, now that it's Ishtadef Mnei Chayri, so it's Nebuch Mazlo the Malva Gorim. He did not in any way interfere with the Shibud of the Malva. Or do we say, Lamaisa, he had purchased Karkois from the Loive, being aware that all these Karkois are Meshubid to the Malva, so even though there's a Din Kedime, that the Malve should lechatchila be goyve from the Bnei Chayrim, but if for some reason the Bnei Chayrim become the skalkel, so now he goes to the Mishabodim, which are Biyad Alekeyach. Omer le'Rav Yema le'Rav Ashi, v'amaisim v'chol yoy, yiklain gashayla, let us see what the Dayonim Paskim, this is a daily occurrence. Bahu gavre de mishkin lei pardesa lechavre leesoshni. A loive was memashkin to the malve a pardes for 10 years. And the purpose of this mashkin was that the malve should have this pardes for 10 years. Derive benefit from the pardes, eat the peiros from the pardes, and after 10 years, the chayv is automatically paid up. About the ribbis to keshayla, that's a different type of mashkoines which take care of the ribbis to keshayla. Al koponim, so this was the agreement, that he'll be there for 10 years, and after 10 years, the loiva will not have to pay anymore. And he'll return the pardes to the loiva. V'kosh l'chomesh shni. After 5 years, the pardes stopped giving out peiros. It was nizdak and it became old, it withered out, and it's not giving out peiros anymore. So, pshat is that a half of the chayiv was paid up, but the other half of the chayiv was as yet not paid up. V'osa l'kamayu d'rabona, this is daily occurrences, and they come to Bezdin. V'kosvo le'tirfe, so now the malve is goyve from the lekuches who had purchased the karka from the loive, after this mashkin occurred. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is that when these lekuches purchased the karka, they felt they are not in any way interfering with the shibud of the malve, even though all the karkois of the loive are meshubet to the malve. But the malve is taken care of. He has his mashkin, and the chay will be paid up through the peiros that the pardes will give out. So when they purchased the karka, they felt that they are not interfering with the shibud of the malve. The malve has the pardes. Now, in the middle, the pardes all of a sudden stopped giving peiros. So this was a shayla. They come to Bezdin, and Bezdin Paskin, the kosvo leitir, for they give the malve Ashtar Tirfa Taman from the Lakuches. So this is Mamish Yoshaila. Yoshaila was, this is a case of Keilu Ishtadov B'nei Chori. That means that what the Lekeach had assumed would remain for the Malva, would be the payment for the Malva, Lemaisa is not usable now to pay up the Chayv of the Malva, so it says Yaman from the Lekuches. So the Gemara says, Osam nami inhu da afsidu anafshayu. Kivin da viyodi da padesa ovid dikish loiboy lo lemizbin. This maise that the pardes became this dakin, this is a normal occurrence. This is not a rare occurrence. This normally occurs. So therefore the Lekuches did not have what to rely on. That means why are you purchasing the Karkois from the Loive, being aware that the Mashkin is, there's a strong possibility that the Mashkin will not be able to pay up the Choyv. So there Yaman from the Lekuches. But it could be Ishtadev, which is a rare occurrence. The Lekuches could be, were not mechuyev to fear that such a thing would occur, so there could be, you don't mum from the Lekuches. So there's no raya. Behilchese, laloche we paskin, ishtadev b'nei chori, tofa mi mishabdi. Laloche we paskin, that a filo by ishtadev b'nei chori, the malve is goive from the mishabodim. Let us see Rashi. V'maisim b'chol yoim, the dayonim donim, the dayonim adan, the kivin, the ishtadev b'nei chori. Since the b'nei chori became the ishtadev, torif me mishabdi, padei sekerem, la'esor shonim, sheyechlenu esor shonim, he'll eat the peiros from the pardes, from the kerem, for 10 years, v'sarsa l'baylim b'loy mois, and they will return to the baylim, and the baylim will not have to pay anything anymore for the choyv. The kosle b'mishle shan ye'ilen tepekar odein b'loy kesef. Goes back to the leiva. V'kosh hiskin, iyu afsida nafshe lekeach, shelokach soda miyad zeh, the lekeach that purchased asode from the loive shemishken kerem zeba achais loichlo yuchonim, he knew that the mashkin was not an ultimate payment for the choiv, and whatever will occur, that's all what you're getting. He knew that the loive, if he will not be there 10 years, that the loive will have to be mashlim the choiv. And Ovid the Kish, and Vohoda Malvala Lekuches, so he was aware of this. So if he purchased the Karkois, being aware of all this, he had the Avsid Anapsh. A new sugya. Omar Rabbaye, Nichseilich, Va'achrayach Leploini. A person, there is a concept of a chechel. Let us just elaborate a few minutes what the inyan of a chechel is, which is a very omuktike inyan. So to the best of our abilities, we'll try to explain it. Rab Shimon in Mareches HaKinyonim Simen Tes explains as follows. Just as we can understand that a karka has different shimushim. For example, we know there's a dekala peiros. So that means legabi, the peiros that will grow out from this dekel, it's your dekel. you have a schus l'gabi peiros. Gabi other shimushim, you don't have a right to chop down the dekel. L'gabi chopping, l'gabi the wood of the dekel, I'll sell you the dekel of peiros, and let's say it doesn't give out peiros. So who's going to chop down the dekel? It's the bailam arishayim. He only sold the dekel for a certain shimush. So we understand that if a chayfetz has a multitude of shimushim, you want to sell, you don't have to sell all shimushim, you can sell a chelik of the shimushim. So we have, it's a type of a shutvis in the eichas of the chayfetz. L'gabi these in yonim, it's yours. L'gabi these in yonim, it's mine. There's a whole sugya pora lekfeila that one can be makna a pora legabi kefil. If it will be stolen, the kefil will belong to you. Legabi all other things, the pora is mine. So we see there's one can divide up a chayfetz in the bailus of the chayfetz in different shimushim. Legabi one shimush, Reuven's the bailum. Legabi another shimush, Shimon is the bailum. The same way, one can divide up a chayfetz in zmanim. That means as follows. If a person possesses a chayfetz, so the chayfetz is mine today, it's mine for tomorrow also, it's mine for 10 years later, it's mine for 100 years later. That means a person has a bailus on the chayfetz for all the zmanim, the chayfetz will be in existence. It's his chayfetz. He's a bailus on zmanim. Now, there's a musig of achrecha. Achrecha means as follows. That means, let's say, Reuven is giving a karka to Shimon. But I'm not giving it to you, lachalutim. It's yours forever. It's not yours forever. It's yours, kolzman, you're alive. But when achrecho, after you'll die, so then, I'm giving it now, on this man of after your death, to Shimon. So Reuven is giving, let's say, Shimon is the first Mekabel Matona, and Levi will be the second Mekabel Matona. So Reuven is giving to Shimon a karka, Kolzman your life, Kolzman your life, but it's not yours to be Meirish. That what someone is Meirish is pshat is because it belonged to the Meirish forever. So whatever he possessed goes over to Yerish. But if it only belonged to the Meirish Kozman that he's alive, so Mamela, so it won't go over to Yerusha. So we're giving now that the Matone is automatically, some of those are Maisa Kinyan made with Chimin, with Levi. It's yours now, and Achecho, the Levi, there's such a musik. There's another musik in achecho. That achecho means whatever is left over. That means whatever will be left over after you die, I'm giving over to Yana. So let's talk now, let's for example speak about a dova hametaltel. So that means that if I'm giving you a dover metaltel and b'shas you die, only a chelik of what I gave you is still in existence. Let's say a very bad marshal, but let us say he's giving him 100 oranges. So pshat is, and he dies the next day. So he ate up 30 oranges, so that's yours. The oranges are yours. But the 70 oranges which are left over, Achecha means whatever is left over, you are not mugbul bechayecha. That means bechayecha, it's, in these 10 years, it's yours. Or whatever it is, in zman chayecha, it's yours, but whatever will be left over after your shimushim, I'm giving, belongs now to Yenim. So it means it belongs now to Yenim, what will be left over. Now, let us see again the Lashon of Abaye. Omer Abaye, Nichsi Lech, and as we'll see as the sugya progresses, this is speaking about a person is giving over Nechosim to a Pnuya. Fine. Va'achrayich leploini. And when you're going to die, it should belong to Pliny. Va'omdo v'niseis. And now she got married. She was a Pnuya, and she became a Nesuah. Is Baal Leikeyach Avi. So the Baal has a din of a Leikeyach. Ve'ein la'achrayich b'mokim Baal klum. Now, let us understand this. Normally, we assume that a Baal is a Yerish. That means, either mit Rabbonah, na min Teire. A Baal is Yerish as Ishtoi, which is true. Now, that koyach that a Baal has, lirish es ishtoi, that koyach will not help by a matona of achecha, because the whole achecha makes that it's only yours, kozman your life. So the minute you die, it doesn't go to your yorshim, it goes to achecha. But Chazal wa mesakin, atakonas ushe, they gave the Baal a din lekeach rishen. Begabi what halacha? Chazal said that let's say Ishim will sell the nichsei meluk bechaye baila. So the vial, she's a nesua. So the vial, the peiros belong to him. So she can't sell the peiros. That's his. Fine. But she's selling the karka. And then the Isha died. Now, theoretically, if there wouldn't have been a takone, so she sold a karka that belongs to her, here is chus achilas peiros kolzman, she's his wife. So the minute she dies, he shouldn't yarshin the karka because she sold the karka. You can't yarshin something that someone sells. It was already sold from before. They couldn't have the peiros. He had the chus achilas peiros, but theoretically, the din should have been, as soon as she dies, the lekeach will take now the karka, which was his from Shas HaMechir, now will start eating the peiros also. That's what should have been. No, Chazal made a takones ushe, that they gave the Baal a din lekeach and a lekeach rishen. That means if the karka will ever be sold, the Baal is considered like the first purchaser. Like he purchased it before anyone else purchased it, so therefore she can't sell it to anyone. So they gave him a din lekeach. So that means, when does he get the din lekeach? As soon as he marries her, he gets a din lekeach on the nechosim. So that prevents her from selling it to anyone else, if she'll die. So now, she died, and so we said, whenever she dies, they gave the Baal, besides the din yoyrish that he has, they gave him a din lekeach mishas nesuin. Now, we will see in a minute there's a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But before we get into the machlekes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says as follows. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the we mentioned there's another din achecha. Achecha means whatever is left over from the, after the life of the first mekabel matone goes now to the second mekabel matone. If nothing's left over, so there's nothing to go over. Whatever is left over. So now Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that what is if she sold the karka to someone, let's say a nesua would sell the karka to someone, let's forget about the husband, she sold the karka, or say a makabel matana will sell the karka to someone, and then the makabel matana will die. So the achrecho, if she sold it to someone, so it's not hers anymore. So the achrecho only yarshins whatever she left over. But if the first mekabel matone sold this karka to someone, so when she died, she's not leaving over anything. It's sold already. She sold this karka to alikeach. So memele, so the achrecho will not get anything. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. Now, so Abaye went one step further. So that's let's not talk about a nisha, let's talk about a poshut mekabel matone that sold a karka. So the achrecho, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the achrecho will not get anything because nothing is left over. So Abaye said, now Abaye just made a cheshbin. So Abaye said that, so what if a person gave a pnuya a karka and she got married? So the minute she got married, it's equivalent ki ilu she sold this, whatever, she sold this karka to her husband. Habal is a lekei achishin. So when she dies, the karka will not go to the achrecho, it will go to her husband. So Abaye didn't say big chidushim, Abaye just said, just like a normal achrecho who sells a karka, normal case of a matona with achrecho, if he sells the karka, so the achrecho will not get anything because nothing's left over. So a pnuya that was given a matone with the hagbol of achrecho, also the achrecho will not get anything because the baal is a lekei achish. That's what Abaye said. Omar Abaye, nirsi loch v'achayich leploini, v'omdo v'niseis. So the nisuin is equivalent ke'ilu when she becomes Niseis Labailo, Kilo the Baal purchased this karka, is Baal Leikeyachavi, the Ein Lachayach Bemokim Baalklum. So now the Achayach can't take anything, because it was sold already. So she's not leaving over, there's nothing left over from her. Kiman ki hai tane. So who, now, this shaila though, if a mekabel matone will sell a karke, does the achrecho lose, or does the achrecho not lose? That is a machlekes tanoi. Ki hai tane. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, nichse lich v'achayich leploini, yorat horishin u'mochar, hasheni moitzi miyad alakuchais divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, so the sheni will be moitzi from the lakuchas. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, oima ein l'sheni elamashe shiyarishin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, since it was sold, so the sheni can only get what the rishon left over, and since the rishon didn't leave anything over, so the sheni will not get anything. Now, I'd like just to mention what Rav Shimon says in Mareches HaKinyonim. How can we understand what is the machloikis Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Rebbe holds that achrecho is moitzi from the lekuches, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that achrecho doesn't have anything. So he says as follows: the Rebbe Lorishin Nosan Rak Kinyan Peiris Ulishaini Kinyan Aguf. Rebbe holds, we have to know a Kinyan's money. For example, Hamoichel Sodeyo Bishosha Yoibul Noig. So if Reuven sells his karka to Shimon, and the Bishosha Yoibul Noig, so that means that Shimon can only have the karka till Yoibul. By Yoibul, it's going to go back to Reuven. So the Bailus of Reuven is a Bailus Eilome. That means it's Reuven's. No, Shimon has a schus shimush in the karka to Yoivul, but it's not Shimon's. He has a kinyan peiris. So there's a svar of kinyan peiris lavke kinyan aguf, so he can bring bikurim. He's not considered the bailam afilu. Till Yoivul is also not considered a bailam. It's considered he's eating from Reuven's karka. Even though he has all this schusei shimush of the karka, but it's Reuven's karka, and he has a schus to eat the peiris of Reuven's karka. But Bekitzer, Rabbi holds that the kinyan oilomi was given to the achecha, that he said, nichsei loch, it's yours, cause man your life. But when you die, it goes to Achecha. So the Kinyan Oilomi, the Achecha has. So what does the Loch have? The Loch has, Nichsei Loch, has a Kinyan Peiris. Now I can eat the Peiris of his Karke. He's the Bailim, the Achecha is the Bailim, and I have a Schus Achilles Peiris. If that's the case, so Memele, so now, he sold the karka to someone. Fine. So his chus achilas peris, he sold to someone. But the lekeach cannot be any better than the moicha. So just like the moicha only had a chus achilas peris, but the etzim karka belongs to the achecha, so the lekeach also only had a chus achilas peris. So the chus achilas peris was till the first Mekabel Matana will die, so his Schus Achilas Peiris of the Lekech is also till the Mekabel Matana will die. The minute the Mekabel Matana dies, so the Achecha goes and takes away the Karka from the Lekuchis. That is what Rebbe holds. Rab Shimon Gamliel holds, the Iker Matanosei Hula Larishin. He's giving everything to the Rishon. Everything is given now to the Rishon. He's called now the complete Bailam. The loy levad shel Rishon nosan gam kinyan aguf. Now you're complete Bailam. El shegam haschus shel zman shel achemisus Rishon leinosan lesheini behechlit. That means you're now the complete Bailam. This man, after your death, then I'm taking away, then I'm being magbil your koich. Till now you're a complete Bailam, so it's called you're the Bailam also. The achecha will have only if something's left over. So if you sell it, so nothing was left over. So Memele, the Achecha will not get. So that's the Svora of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon Gamliel says that the Rishon is considered the Ika Bailim, but he was Magbul, that when you'll die, your Bailis will become Nivka, and if something will be left, it'll go over to the Achecha. If nothing will be left, so nothing will go over. So Lemais, if you sold it, nothing was left. That's the Svora of Shimon Gamliel. So Memele, so Abaye said, according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, if a person gave a pnuya, a karke, He said, Achecho Leploini, and she became a Nesue, so Baal Kelekeach Ave, so Memele, so Achecho will not get anything. That was Abaye's memory, Alibi de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Fregte Gemore, Umi Omar Abaye Hochi. Did Abaye say this first memory? For Omar Abaye, Abaye said, Eize Roshe Orem, who's a shrewd Roshe, Ze HaMeisi Eitze Limker Benachosim Kerab Shimon Ben Gamliel. That means Abaye said as follows, that when a person gave a matone, one can be a novel b'shus ha-teira also, that means when a person gave a matoni, he said achrecho. So his rotzen pnimi was that, good, I want to give to you, but whatever is left over, I want that achrecho should be koine. Now, there's a way you could be mavkia the koyach of achrecho by selling it. You could do that. That's right, if it's sold. But if someone will tell the Mekabo Maton Arish and this Eitzel, listen, it's a shod, you go and sell it, so the Chach won't have anything. So that's called a Rosh Orum Zeh HaMeisi Eitzel Limker B'Nechosim Kreb Shimon Gamliel. In here, Abaye said, Abaye is the one that's spelling out Ephesus Eitzel, that a pnuya shenisays, a pnuya that got married, lemaise, so the husband becomes a likayach, and the achecha doesn't get anything. The achecha doesn't get anything. So that's the Gemara's kasha, how does these two memories of Abaye shtim? Here, Abaye Mitzad Echot says that one is not permitted to suggest such an oifen of Havko. And here, Abaye himself seems to say that if he gave a pnuy and she got married, the Yemavkiya. So the Gemara answers, Mikomar Tinose, did Abaye say she should get married? Nisei's Koma, Abaye said what the din will be if she got married. If she didn't get married, didn't tell her to get married. If she got married, the din will be that Checho won't get anything. But he's not telling her to get married. Now, Ledavoini, I don't understand this Gemara. It would seem from this Gemara that a pnuya that received a matone with a tnai v'achecho should not get married. That's what it seems. So the Moses Abai never said she should get married. He just said what the din will be if she did get married. Now, bishloime, that I understand. If a person gave a matone to Reuven with a tnai v'achecho, so this Reuven should not sell the matona. He should not sell it, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Just let me read over the Loshon of the Rashbam and Baba Basra. Machsheves hanoisen, she'omar nichsi loch v'achecho leploini, ritzoinoi loy hoyo rishen, that wasn't his rotzen. So memele, so it's not proper to be over on the rotzen of the neisen. So that I understand. That's tafke by if she would sell it, I understand the avla shaboy. But over here, we are speaking about that she wants to get married. There's a mitzvah to get married. The Ran in Ish Mekadosh says, the Gemara says, mitzvah bo yoisem ebishlucho, even though perhaps she's not mitzvah in Pir Verivia, but she's Messiah, the Baal in his mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah to get married. So I don't understand the what the Gemara seems to be saying. The Gemara seems to be saying, since this person gave her a matone, and he would very much not appreciate that she should sell this matone, so therefore she shouldn't get married. I mean, his matone should be mahapach the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he wants one thing. The Rebbe Yishol wanted the women should get married. I mean, so l'chayre to sell it, I understand. But if she got married, then the halach is that Baal is a din of a lekeach. I mean, so she shouldn't get married. The Gemara would seem like that. Does it say that she should get married? Nisa is coming. So this shikul I don't understand. Let us go further. Then we'll see all the Rashis. V'yomar Abaye. Now Abaye said another halacha. Now, just let me give a shtikel akdome. The Gemara is going to say this later. But in order to understand the member now, we'll explain it now. The second member of Abaye is speaking about that a Noisin Matone gave over to a Ishin Nesue a karke, and he told her Nichse Loch Bachayich Leplaini. Now we have to understand what is Pshat in this Noisin. We know a klal that a baal is a lekeach ishin. So knowing that she's married to a baal, he's saying nichsei loch. So how could it be a chayach leploini? It's old. So al kolchoch we have to say again, the matone is lefidas anoisin. So he's saying klal. That even though Fashal Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if you sell it, the selling will be mafkia from the achecha, but your husband will not be mafkia. That's what I'm telling you. I'm saying achecha leplaini. Your husband won't get it. I don't want your husband to get it. So there's a shir in the matone that it's loch, but it can't be sold to your husband. Your husband cannot be mafkia from achecha, because I'm telling you, nichse loch v'achecha leploini. Fine. So now we're going to have a very interesting chadgadya over here. V'omar Abaye, nichse loch, lich v'achayich leploini. Umocha. And now, she sold it. She sold it to someone else. Umeisa. And now she died. So now let us just think, so what should have happened? So now like this. The mechire that she sold it to someone else, she sold it to Bel. No, this mechire, let's forget about the Baal for 1 minute, to these. So this mechire is chal. So it was sold to Bel. Now, when she dies, so the achecha shouldn't get it, because nothing's left over. It's sold to Bel. But now the husband is going to go to Bel, and he's going to tell Bel, you know, you bought it, I got news for you, that it belongs to me, I'm the Lekeach Rishon. So the husband will take it away from Bel. The minute the husband takes it away from Bel, so the Achrecha will come over to the husband and tell him, you know, this matana was given that your mekach cannot be mafkiya from my achecha. That means when the noisin gave this matana, he meant klal that how would you ever do lekeach? Your lekeicha cannot be mafkiya from me. So now the achecha will take it away from the baal. Now the lekeach will come and take it away from the achecha. Lekeach will take it away. Legabi, me, you don't have any koyach, fakel, because I can be mafkiya from you, and then we're going to have a merry-go-round. There will be a l'chayra cheshben of chayza chalila. But now let us just see in the veinik. V'amar Rabbi, nirseilich, we're speaking about a nesua, as the Gemara will later explain. V'achayich l'plaini. And after, when you'll die, I don't want that that with your husband is a lekeach. I don't want that mekach should be mafkia from achecha. I never meant that. Is vachecha le pleini. So when you die, it should go to pleini. Umocha. So she sold it to Beryl b'chayeha. Umeisa, and then she died. So habal moitzi. Miyada lekuches. The Baal is moitzi from the lekuches. He comes to lekuches. He says, you know, legabi you, I'm a lekeach rishin, so it belongs to me. Vachecho, miyad Baal. Now vachecho takes away from the Baal. It means your lekiche, it cannot be mafkiya for me. The Neisen specifically said, that la'achecha le'ploini, and he said that your lekiche is not a stira to achecha. Even your lekeich, achecha will be le'ploini. Va'achecha miyad bal. V'lekeich miyad achecha. Now the lekeich comes and says, it doesn't belong to you, it was sold, I got news for you. It doesn't belong because she sold it to me, so Beryl will take away from the Checho. So what happens with this merry-go-round? So here it says, Makmina Lekulo Biyoda de Lekeach. We'll leave it by the Lekeach. Frag de Gemore, Maishna Mohodisnan, Vechoizre is Chalila Acheyasu Pshore Beneya. We had in our Mishnah that a person was married to two Noshim. He had one Karka that was Meshubid for the Exubid. And he went and sold the Karka. And the first Isha wrote to the Lekeach that Dina Dvorim Ein Liyimuch. I will not mourn from you, even though this Karka is Meshubid to me. Dinu dvorim ein liimach. Fine. So it says in the Mishnah as follows. So hashniye meitzia melekeach. The shniye is meitzi from the lekeach. The kaka was meshibet to her also. So the shniye is meitzi from the lekeach. V'rishayne min hashniye. Now the Rishayne takes away from the Shniya, because the Rishayne is a Baal Chayv Kodom, and the Shniya is a Baal Chayv Meucher. Is Masha Govso, Loi Govso. Baal Loi Keach, Min a Rishayne. And now the Keach comes to Rishayne, he says, but you said Dina Dvorim mainly. V'chayz Reis Chalila. Hatshe Yasu Pshor. They have to make a Pshor over here. You don't need really a pshara of all three. You can make a pshara of two and one will lose. It matters who's interested in making the pshara. That means, for example, let's say in this case, Lekeach will tell the Shniya she's coming to take away from the Lekeach. He says, let's be a royas anoilet. You're going to take away from the lekei. You can take away from me. The rishayna will take away from you. So, I make a deal with you. You leave the karka by me. I'll give you half of the amount of, I'll give you money. I'll give you some money. I'll pay you for half of the karka. No, they made this deal. It's finished. Then the problem is settled. The rishayna's hands are tied. She can't mount from lekei the karka. She can't mum from the Shni. The Shni doesn't have the karka. It's finished. So if one of the two make up shore,
is Zoris Veniskar, so whatever the Pshar will be, so that will automatically prevent the third one from jumping on the bandwagon over here. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Over here it says that we leave it by the Lekeach. We leave it by the Lekeach. So the Gemara asks Akashim, Vaishna Bahodis Nan Bechaisres Chalilat Shiasu Pshore Beinei. So the Gemara answers, Hosom Islu Pseida Lekulu. Hoche Lekeach Ode Islai Pseida. So the Gemara says, in the case of the Mishnah, that means whoever lose all three are losing in this Eisek. The Lekeach, you can take away the Kaka from him, so he's losing. The Shnia, if she can't be Goiva the Kaka, so she's losing. I mean, the Kaka is Meshubet for her Ksuba. The Rishayna also, the Kaka is Meshubet for Ksuba. She can't mourn from the Lekeach, but the Kaka is Meshubet for her Ksuba. So Mamela, all are losing. That means all are coming with a taina, why should I lose? So Mamela, so then Chazal did not misharain. They said so. Fight it out between yourselves and make up shore. Whoever is masked to make up shore. So you do that. Masha'en came over here, the only one who really lost is a loser is the Lekeach. Why is the Lekeach a loser? The Lekeach, this Begel, bought the Karka from the Isha. So, you'll take away the Karka from him, now tell him, you know, there's a Lekeach Isha in the cell. Fine. Hey, he paid for this Karka. And now you're taking it away from him, so he's losing. The Baal that has a din of a Lekeach, but this was Lekeach without money, he has a din Lekeach, but he's really not losing. The Achrecha is also, this is a matone that he's getting. So it's also not considered a loss. That means in the case of a buyer, if a Nisin matone gave to a Nesue a matone of Achrecha leploini, there's one loser and two people who are not gaining. That means by the other two, it's so there Chazal said, but the Lekeach, Let the Lekeach not lose. And Taisvis in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says, what did Chazal say? I mean, the remains by the Lekeach. Chazal said that in this case, we don't give him a din Lekeach, he's only a Yerish. That's what Chazal did. That means in this case, he doesn't have a din Lekeach. They gave him, really he's not a Lekeach to begin with. The Chazal gave him al Tzakone Sushe, that he has a Teres Lekeach. So Lagabi, this case, does not have a Teres Lekeach. So Memele, the whole Eisek is between the Lekeach and the Achecha. So the Lekeach wins, because since she sold it, Bechayeha to a Lekeach, so there's no Achecha. So by eliminating the Baal, making him Ois Lekeach, so automatically the Lekeach will win and the Achecha will lose. And the Baal Stamazai doesn't have anything to tie him for because he's a Yerish, he's not a Lekeach. Ozal Ravchon Omar Lishmaite Kame de Ravash. Now Ravchon went and told over the sugya, this memra of Abaye to Ravash. So what did Abaye say? So this memra is that the Lekeach wins. If Lekeach wins. So, not the Baal. The Baal loses, the Lekeach wins. Is Miyomar Abaye Hochi. So yes, Abaye said that the Baal loses and the Lekeach wins. For Omar Abaye Nirsi Loch Vachayich Leploini. Omde v'niseis, ba'alakeyach haba, vein lachech haba mokim ba'alklum. Abaye said that the ba'al wins, not the lekeyach wins. Omalei, hosam da'omalo k'shi p'nuya. The first member of Abaye was speaking about that she was a p'nuya. So, since she was a p'nuya, I don't have any gilui from the noisin that the lekiches habal should not be mafkiya from the achecho. Just a nixi loch v'achecho l'ploini. Basher u'shob, that's going to be. If you'll sell it to someone, if you'll get married, so for cancer, then there's no achecho. Ochedom alok shi nisue. My come, so she's a nisue, so it's sold already. My come alok achayich. My kamala achayich likni baalay likni. So here he's telling a klal that they want achayich to be kind, of the baal should not be kind. Now let us see the rab. And there's no more achayich. Va'omar rabbi yenichsilich lekamot muki lohosh maite basraise dabaye. Ba'imel nesuet, the second member of Abaye speaking about a nesuet. Habal moitzi biyad alakech. Imbo lodin imoy. Yochel hu liskeis bedin. Shu lekech ish. He wants to schlep the lekech to din teire. So he'll win this din teire. Because he's the lekech ish. Va'acharecho. Now the acharecho yochel lo hitzi biyad abal. The chi yomer abayin lachecha b'mokim abal klum k'shenosu lo k'shi p'nuye b'niseis. That is dafke if he gave to the nice, the matone gave to when she was a p'nuye b'niseis. So there, so we have no gilui from the nice and matone that the baal cannot be mafkiya from the achecha. Avo boimel nesue ochi kamol achecha likni baal loy likni. That's what I said klok. Bleikeyach miyad achecho. Rab Shimon, dama de mechire sarishin mechire. Ot minulo biyode de lekeyach in bezden is kokin lebal ki da koma taima lekame. Let us skip over the mezgor. Vechein bal choyv. Oh, this is going on the Gemara further. Let us see Taisvitz. Umekmino lekulo biyoda de lekeach. So, the second member of Abaye, it would seem that first we make a merry-go-round. First, the baal is moitzi from the lekeach. Then the achecho is moitzi from the, was by the lekeach already, because it was sold to him. Then after she dies, the baal is moitzi from the lekeach. Then the achech is moitzi from the baal, and then the lekeach is moitzi from the achech. Umekmina lekulu biyada de lekeach. Tema, mikore nami nukmi biyada lekeach, afuchi matar talomali. So why do we need this whole dreidel over here? Doma habal moitzi miyada lekeach. The baal is meitz med lekeach. Vachecho miyad habaal, lekeach miyad hachecho. V'omar Rebbe, the nafke mine, kshe yoitzi habaal miyad lekeach tchile. No, you have to have, the most tongue is not to say that. Kshe yoitzi habaal miyad lekeach tchile. Im yase pshore, beinoi laachecho, Yafsid Holekeach. That means that the, let's say the Baal will be Moitzi from the Lekeach. So now the Chech is coming to the Baal, I'm sorry, that the Yor Lekiche cannot be Mafkiya from my Schus Achech. So the Baal will tell the Chech, listen here, you want to be a neighbor Chochem, you want to take it from me, so then the Lekeach will take it from you. So let's make a pshore. And they'll make a pshore, and the pshore will be that I'll keep the karke, I'll give you some money, and then the lekeach is out of the picture. So the Abaye is telling us, when does it eventually end up by the Likeach if the Baal and the Achecha did not make a pshore? That means if the story was the way Abaye pictured it, that the Baal took from the Likeach and the Achecha took from the Baal, now the Likeach takes from the Achecha, so then we'll leave it by the Likeach. But if before it came back to the Likeach, it stopped after the first Gviyah, so then the Likeach won't get anything. So Taisus says, Ve'ein nirali, Timkein hod the porich maishnam hodisna. The Gemara asked the Kashi. What is this different from the Mishnah? Mishani hosam islai pseidu lekula hoch lekech dislai pseidu. So Mamela, so since the Lekech has a Pseide, so Mamela, we wanted to remain by the Lekech. Ma'ilu chacham betakanto, kivin de motzi lemevet pshor, abal v'achecha v'yapsi the Lekech. The Gemara seems to be saying that in order to rescue the Lekech from a Pseide, we're going to say we leave it by him. Now, Rebbe is telling us that it's not muchach that the Lekech will be nitzel from a Pseide. If the Baal and the Achrecha will make up sure, so the Lekech will be Nifsa. It's not Mestava. Ela Nirali, the Lav Davke Koma, Sheyetzi Abal Miyad Lekuchis. It doesn't mean that you need this whole Seder, that the Baal is Meitmed Lekuchis. Ela Mitoich, Mummies, what will be? Mitech Shimoya might say about Miyad Lekeach. Hoya Checho might say Miyad Abal. Blekech Miyad Checho is Mikonam and Mikmila Miyad Lekeach. Mishabdis Loib said, well, Yuchal Bala Itzi Miyadai. So the Gemara does not mean that the Seder is necessary. The Gemara only means to say that, It will come about if we don't interfere. So Mamela, we said, leave it by the Lekech already. We had in the Mishnah two more cases. V'chein bal choyv, v'chein isha bal aschoyv. Two more cases in the Mishnah. So we have to know what are these cases speaking about. V'chein bal choy, tone v'chein bal choy, u'shnei lekuchos, v'chein isha bal aschoy, u'shnei lekuchos. Now let us see Rashi. V'chein bal choy, u'shnei lekuchos. Zot Rashi. Ruven noyshe b'shimen mone. Ruven is moning Shimon amone, v'loy shtei sodas. And Shimon has two sodas. Umochom lishnayim, he sold both sodas, zu bechamishim, vizu bechamishim. He sold both sodas for 50 zuz. Vikosav balchoyv lelekeach sheini. Now the balchoyv wrote to lekeach sheini, din edvorim ein liimoch. I will not mon from your sodas. That means, so 50 zuz from you I won't know. Is Baal Choy Neitel Miyad HaRishin? So, it'll be Goyve from the Rishin 50 zuz. V'kanein loy minachti mokim shetigvei menu. The Rishin can't say nachti loch mokim. Shrei Choy v'y keneged shteyim, because it's 100 zuz choyim. So why say nachti loch mokim? And you only left over 50. So the 50, what I did, but that doesn't have to your 50. You didn't leave me over 100. Fine. So Memele, so the Baal Choy will go to the Kerchishin and take away 50. The Lekeach Rishon Moitzi Miyad Hasheni. Now the Lekeach Rishon, who purchases his karka b'chayitz, the Moicher, who's the loive, sold him this karka b'chayitz. So now his karka was taken away from him. So the Sheni purchased a karka, that's Meshubet to the Malve, and it's Meshubet to the Moicher also. The Malva has a Shibut Kodim, but the Kalk of the Sheni is Meshubet, I mean, to the Lekeach Rishon, because for his Achayas, that means, let's be Megashim Dinyan, the Malva lent money to the Loive in Nissen, the Lekeach purchased the 50 Zuz Kalke in Iyot. And when he purchases 50 Zuz Kalke in Iyot, so there was another Kalke that the Loive still possessed. So that Kalke is Meshubet to the Malvin, it's from Nissen, it's also Meshubet to the Loive from Iyot, that if the first Kalke, his Kalke will be taken away, so he'll mon from this Kalke. Now, in Sivin, the second Kalke was sold. So the second karka is meshubet to the malve, and the second karka is meshubet to the lekeach rishon al tzachayis. The malve was mesalik himself from the second karka. He told the second lekeach, din advarim ein li benachsayich. So the shibud of the malve, the malve cannot mon from the lekeach sheni. So he mon from the Lekeach Rishon, he took away his 50 Zuz Karka. Now the Lekeach Rishon goes to the Lekeach Sheni and takes that 50 Zuz Karka for himself, Al Tzachayis for his Karka. Now, let's see further. Lekeach Rishon Moitzi Miyad Hasheni, Ubal Choyv, Choyzer Umoitzi, Abzumin Arishon. Now that it's by you, I said in the Dvarmein Li, I won't chapel with you, but I could chapel with the Lekeach Rishon. Umoitzi Abzumin Arishon. V'loikeach Sheni. Now the Lekeach Sheni is giving me Balchoy. He says, no, this is my Karka. This is my Karka. That means your Shibud only works Legabi the Lekeach Rishon, but your Shibud doesn't work Legabi me. So Memela, I'm taking it back from you. The same story. Then Lekeach Rishon is goyver the kark of the shein. Ve'isha chayzeres, that's what he does, that go on the side. Ve'isha chayzeres mitziya abzu min harishon. Ve'ha sheini min ha'isha. Lekeach Rishon miyad ha'sheini. Ve'chayzren chalilu. Let us see Taisus. Ve'chein ba'al choyv u'shnei lekuchetz. V'chein isha. So Taisus asks, Amoyra de kekashe. Yesh lit moya ma itztrech le misni kol anach gavni. The kashe is Amoyra de kekashe. That means the Mishnah is telling us three cases, which is all one case, that there's a nichse loch, and ainly didn't vom ainly benachsayech, and so that made that someone else said it didn't kedim it to be gaive. Abak upon him, we have chayzeres chalila. We have three cases of chayzeres chalila. So why is the Mishnah coming to tell us these three cases? Now I just want to give a akdome. The kash is moiridik. The Teretz of Taisvis is very difficult to understand. There's a Marshal, there's a Marsho. Both are very difficult to understand. So I'll just say over what Taisvis is saying, and I'll mention the difficulties, and that's it. And then so we'll know it's a very shvere Taisvis. V'yesh loyme de tzrichi. You need all three cases. The imika maise would only say the first case. Now, the first case in the Mishnah is, the first case in the Mishnah is that the Rishayne wrote to the Lekech dinet vorm eli benechsayir. The husband died. The Shniye is goive from the Lekeach. The Rishayne from the Shniye. The Lekeach from the Rishayne and Chayz Riz Chalila. The Imika Mais would only say the first case, have a min a Rishayne meitziya miyad ha-Shniye. There the Rishayne can be meitziya miyad ha-Shniye, given the Ein Lishniye kol kach pseide. Shetucha ligvois mi bailo, because she could mourn from her Baal. Vishibuda shal Rishayne kaidim ubedin haitziya. Now, let us just say the Ivra of Taisus. Taisus is saying like this. In the case of the Reisha, when the Rishayne is Moitzi from the Shniya. So let's go backwards. But Taisus says at the end. So Me'ikar Adin, the Rishayne could be Moitzi from the Shniya because she Buddha Kaida. You're a Balchoy Mulcha Shekona Vagoda. My she Buddha Kaida. Fine. There's another factor here, but what's going to be with the Shniya? The Shniya is losing out. So Taisvi says, the English Shniya kol kach pseide, shetucha ligvais mi bailo. Now this is a shrekliche statement. Mamanavshech, if the Baal has kakois, some emele, so why did he go to the Kerch to begin with? You don't go, if there's Bnei Chayrim, you don't go to Mishabodah. Zakoch is speaking about that the Baal doesn't have Karkois. The Baal doesn't have Karkois. So if he doesn't have Karkois, so Shetucha Ligbeis Mi Baila, what could she be gave from the Baal? He doesn't have Karkois. What could she be gave from the Baal? Number two, Rashi in the Mishnah, maybe Taisus learns he gave her a get. Rashi in the Mishnah learns Pshat that he died. Maybe let us say for practical purposes he gave her a get. He didn't die, but he still doesn't have kakois, or else you'd go and be gave her from the Baal. So the Mishal wants to say, but maybe he'll get kake. Good. Now he doesn't have any kake. So now, Basher Usham, you go to the Lekuches, there's no Bnei Chayrin now. But that the Rishayne is taking away from the Shniya is besides that Mi'ikar Adin, it belongs to her because she Buddha Kaidim, but the Shniya isn't losing because maybe she'll be able to be Goyver from the Baal. Shetucha ligveis mi baila. Vishibuda shal rishayne kodem, obedin aitziya. Avol bal choiv melei keyach. Now let's speak about the second case. The second case, there was a bal choiv and two lekuches. There was a malv and two lekuches. Lekeyach aleph who bought a karka for 50 zuz. Lekeyach beis who bought a karka for 50 zuz. So there, so Einochenami. So what does it say over there? So there it says that the Baal Choyv takes away from the Lekeach. That means the problematic Kalke from the Lekeach Shni, which the Malvik was unable to get. So, but the Lekeach Rishon is goyve that karke, and then the Malva takes away from the Lekeach Rishon. So it's also the same thing with Shibudei Kaidim. But there, the Lekeach Rishon is losing. So Kan Shaila Ben, why is Lekeach Rishon losing? He could go to to the Meicha. The Meicha doesn't have any money now, but maybe he'll get money. That's a good kasha. But that's the problem in Taisvis. So how Taisvis is differentiating by an Isha, there's no hefsid, shetucha ligvais mi bailo. And over here, for some reason, the Lekeach is losing and he has nowhere where to go. Why it is that way, that we have to understand. It's very schwer. He can also go to his Meicher. I mean, he can go to the Meicher and be given the chayis from the Meicher if he'll get money. But Al-Kaponim Taisus, for some reason, seems to be saying that the Lekeach will have a hefsid. V'yashminin balchoiv. And if he'll tell us, now it's telling us, even though the Lekeach has a hefsid, the shibud of the Baal Chayv is kodim, I don't care if he has a hefsid. You know why? This is a malva over here. So memele kadesh leitinu delos b'fnei lovan, we looked away of the hefsid of the Lekeach Ishin, we said, let the Baal Chayv be goyven. Avol isha balas choiv meleikeach, but the last case is sumerek sube. There is no nilus delus over there. There was no halvo. There's only exube. So I would think they will take into consideration the hefsid of the lekeachishin. Loi, so she can't mum for the lekeachishin. Lochitzrichi kulem mishum china. They also are meikel. That the Ksubis Ishe can take away from the Lekeach Ishin, even though he's having a hefsid.